So I definitely believe that we need new taxes. We need to broaden the tax base in a way that becomes more sustainable for the Wyoming that we're going to have in the future.
Kind of an inopportune time for that soundbite to show up. Oh, but don't worry about it. Nancy Case is a Republican. Uh-huh. And I'm the Pope. There's plenty of hypocrisy to go around. Here we go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of the program. From very high above all the puerile and pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to the program. I trust that everyone had a fantastic Christmas. No doubt, we had one for the record books. Christmas Eve Eve with my parents, and then the lovely Christine and I had our own Christmas Eve shindig. Nothing big, just sat around and watched old Christmas movies. And then Christmas Day with her folks. A good time was had by all. As I customarily do, over the holiday, I sort of checked out from the news. Oh, I'd see a headline or two come through the phone every once in a while, but I never really did pull it up and read any of the articles. There's no sense in cluttering up the holidays with politics, and it might surprise you to know that there really wasn't that much talk of politics at all, shocking though it may seem. And just as I had surmised, I didn't really miss that much. One piece of news that did come out before Christmas that we've not talked about yet was Nancy Case's latest attempt to entrench his redcoats in power. But I think first we should revisit who exactly Nancy Case is. First, and unfortunately, he's a senator from Lander, who, like his fellow comrades, identifies as a Republican. First, before you ask, that phrasing was absolutely intentional. You see, if you walk like a Democrat and talk like a Democrat, saying stuff like this.
So I definitely believe that we need new taxes. We need to broaden the tax base in a way that becomes more sustainable for the Wyoming that we're going to have in the future.
Then you most definitely are a Democrat. I dug that soundbite up from 1997 when Nancy Case took part in something called Tax Reform 2000. Remember, when they utter words like reform, it means exactly the opposite. Nancy Case is also the chief proponent of Medicaid expansion in the Wyoming legislature. By my count, he's attempted to put it into Wyoming statute at least 13 times. 13 times. At this point, he's neck and neck with the Convention of States zombies in how many times they've introduced a bill and it's failed. Exhibit number 2 in Democrat things that Nancy Case has said.
This is a good deal for Wyoming. It could be a good deal. We can't even start to figure it out until we pass this bill.
Oh, just love it. Which sounds a heck of a lot like this.
It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
See what I mean? Walking like a Democrat, talking like a Democrat, and yet he tells everyone that he's a Republican. So as it turns out, lying just like a Democrat would too. Let's take a quick break, and then I'll tell you what he's been up to. But first, an absolutely outrageous post-Christmas profit timeout, because I really need it. Q Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe a giant roping arena, then the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Even though Christmas is over, that doesn't mean your wish list stops. In fact, it continues right along at GunrunnerAuctions.com. They have the finest selection of popular and hard-to-find firearms, Colts, Winchesters, rare military weapons. Every month, beginning on the 7th, they post 500 fine firearms for sale. All of the auctions start at $20, and there's no reserve. They also usually have a wide variety of ammunition and firearms accessories. So if you're looking for a firearm, or if you don't know that you're looking for one yet, go to GunrunnerAuctions.com. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the program. You can do that at the website CowboyStatePolitics.com or anywhere that you get your podcasts. Also, don't miss my daily live program on the Independence Network that starts every weekday morning at 9 a.m. Are you thinking about buying or selling a piece of property? Well, if you are, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. And that agent is Rebecca Bextell at Compass Real Estate. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. She's lived in Wyoming for over 20 years, and last year she sold approximately $25 million worth of property. So it doesn't matter if you're thinking of selling your home or a piece of property, or if you're interested in buying one, give Rebecca a call. 307-699-3519. And now, back to the program. So anyway, Nancy Case has a new bill out, and it's absolutely fantastic. Senate File 29. Yet another attempt in a long list of legislative maneuvers to gain more control over the state Republican Party. Technically, if the bill were to come to pass, it would apply equally to the Democrat Party. But since the Democrat Party really doesn't have any power in the state, this one is pointed squarely at the Republicans. In order to understand this bill, you also need to understand how the state Republican Party, well, and the Democrat Party for that matter, functions. In each of Wyoming's 23 counties, the county Republican Party selects a state committee man and a state committee woman and a chairman who participate at the state level during their state central committee meetings. On any state Republican matters or resolutions that come before the state central committee, each county in Wyoming gets 3 votes. Nancy Case's bill wants those 3 votes to be weighted according to the county's population. In other words, 3 counties in Wyoming would pretty much control the entire state central committee meeting for the Republican Party, which means that smaller counties, i.e. 20 of them, really wouldn't have any voice in how the state Republican Party operates. That would include any resolutions that they passed, or perhaps, more to Nancy Case's point, which county gets to choose the state chairman and select the 3 candidates to fill any vacancy in statewide elected office. Right now, the state Republican Party is controlled by the conservatives by a majority of pretty much 2-1. If Nancy Case's bill were to pass, it would completely upend that, and the state Republican Party would be run by Natrona County, Campbell County, and Laramie County, 2 of which are decidedly more liberal than the rest of the state. To the Cowpie, in an article entitled Kale Case says larger counties should have more state-level party influence. Nancy says, and I quote, "I think that is a situation is undemocratic, is unfair. It leads to outcomes not reflective of the majority of Republicans and Democrats, depending on the party that make up the party," Case said. "You have to think about the relative size of populations in the counties. You just have to." End quote. if what Nancy is saying is true, that you have to think about the size of the populations in anybody that operates just like the Republican Party, then we shouldn't have a state Senate and we shouldn't have a United States Senate, because those two bodies are anti-democratic too, according to Nancy anyway. He shouldn't be a member of the Wyoming State Senate simply because it doesn't reflect the size of the populations in the individual counties either. In addition to that, according to the Cowpie, quote, the State Central Committee is the decision-making authority for political parties between conventions. It is this group that typically nominates candidates to fill vacancies in statewide office roles. According to Nancy Case, quote, which is very powerful too, yet doesn't follow any kind of democratic principle of one person, one vote, end quote. Except, of course, what Case is arguing there has been thrown out of court numerous times. So really, the true purpose behind Senate File 29 is twofold. First, to flip who's in power in the state Republican Party, and secondly, to switch up how individual vacancies are filled. Right now, if the individual votes of the state committee man, state committee woman, and chairman were weighted according to population, the three candidates chosen for the governor would always be the most liberal of the bunch. Fantastic if you're a redcoat like Senator Cale Case. Another redcoat who has a bill is Speaker of the House Albert Somers. This one is House Bill 19, Education Savings Accounts. According to last week's edition of the Buffalo Bullcrap, House Bill 19 provides that education savings account funding would be available to families whose income is at or below 250% of the federal poverty level, or $66,250 for a family of four in 2023. The opportunity to use the funds would be on a first-come, first-served basis for those that qualify, with 70% of the funds available to support K-12 students, and get this, 30% meant for pre-kindergarten students, end quote. There are several reasons why no one should go anywhere near this bill and why the conservatives in the House will probably just kill it out of hand. The first big problem with this bill is that it's not constitutional. Article 16, Section 6 of the Wyoming Constitution says, quote, neither the state nor any county, city, township, town, school district, or any other political subdivision shall loan or give its credit or make donations to or in aid of any individual, association, or corporation except for necessary support for the poor, end quote. The whole federal poverty level thing that's written in to House Bill 19 is their attempt to get around this little section in the Constitution. The easy answer to this one is it absolutely necessary that your kid go to a private school? No. It will probably be the best thing for them to get them out of the public school system, but it's not absolutely necessary. And then there's the whole problem of giving money to a private corporation or a private school. Of course, Speaker Somers has an answer to all of that. Take a listen to this.
A stream of money that was going to education is now replaced with general funds, so there's no using education dollars for private school.
In other words, if we just shift the money around, it'll totally be constitutional. Except that Article 16, Section 6 says any money. But as Albert says,
I think the fact that we're providing dollars for education, however that occurs, is a good thing. Ultimately, we end up educating children. And I think the early childhood piece of it, we know that we get more bang for our buck out of early childhood.
Aha! Get them while they're young. Start indoctrinating them right out of diapers. The other big problem with House Bill 19 was hinted at by the Buffalo Bullcrap. And I quote, at the same time, due to the creative ideas contained within the draft language, this bill will protect the integrity of the public education system and provide funding for early childhood education. End quote. Protect the integrity of the public education system. Now, how would a bill that purports to give money to parents so that they can homeschool their kids or send them to a private school, how would that help protecting the integrity of the public education system? The answer to that is also in the Wyoming Constitution. Article 3, Section 36. Let me read it to you. Quote, "No appropriation shall be made for charitable, industrial, educational, or benevolent purposes to any person, corporation, or community not under the absolute control of the state, nor to any denominational or sectarian institution or association." So whichever institution, private or otherwise, gets this money from Albert Somers's quote-unquote conservative bill will have to be under the absolute control of the state of Wyoming, which means that this would completely do away with the whole purpose of private educational institutions. So your private school is no longer private. It has to follow the curriculum and meet the standards of the public education system, completely controlled by the state. There's one other minor little detail that's contained in Article 3, Section 36. It's that whole part about no sectarian or denominational stuff. In other words, nothing involving churches, which I don't really know of any self-respecting school that is run by a church that would take money from the government when the strings say that you have to do it the state's way. I don't know of any of those. But what this bill would do is prop up non-religious schools and thus give them a financial advantage over private ministerial education organizations. It's picking winners and losers in a big way. I'll have lots more on Albert's dumb bill in the coming days and weeks, but that at least gives you the highlights out of it. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.